This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Colin. Hey, Chris. How are you guys?
Jeff, good morning.
We are great. Okay. The Pirates are 1-3 right now, Jeff. Will they be 500 again on the season? They're 1-3.
Doubtful. But I guess there's always hope, especially if Castellanos finally gets that, you know, suspension for the next 2 days. Maybe they could get to 500 and get home. And but I mean, I don't know. Is anyone really surprised? I mean, this is kind of what most people expected we would see from this season.
Does it numb it at all for you, Jeff? I found myself thinking this the last, because the opener at Wrigley, you know, there's all the fun and fanfare of an opener, and they won that game. But the last few games, I found myself thinking the same thing that you just vocalized, which is, well, are we all that surprised? And I find it, maybe it's because Hayes is out now on the injured list with the wrist issue, but I find myself almost having my enjoyment of little things that should be enjoyed, like watching JT Brubaker start last night, for example, almost getting numbed a little bit, or watching Phillip Evans hit a first inning solo homer. You know, those things, I don't want to say I'm having the joy stripped of it, because I can appreciate it for what it is, but I feel numbed a little bit by the fact that I just expect them to be bad all year.
Yeah. Yes, I get that. And there are going to be times, I mean, you want to see them win. I mean, you watch the game, you want to see the Pirates win. So there's going to be times you'll forget, like, okay, this is a rebuilding year. This is, you know, these are things that they're going to have to work out. But, I mean, Oviedo, that was crazy what he did last night. I mean, that's something I can look at and say, wow, this kid's 21, never pitched above A ball. And after giving up a monstrous home run, he mowed four batters in a row down with a nasty off-speed pitch that he could throw at any point in the count, and a plus fastball. So, you know, that's one thing you could look at. And you know, the mention earlier, Brian Reynolds, like, okay, those are things that you can look at and feel good about. But in the end, no matter how much you tell yourself that, and you know that that's what the season's about, the losses still hurt. And by the way, I think, you know, another thing that will be numb this morning is probably JT's dad's hand.
That's next. That's next on the list. Jeff Hathorn talking to us, our beat man for all seasons. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Is it ever advisable to slap your significant other's backside in public? Yes or no? Can it do anything but go wrong?
Yeah, no. It is never advisable to do that. And the only thing it is good for is, you know, the internet. Because, you know, that's going to be everywhere. I'll say this, man, I think his, imagine growing up, you think of all the parents that overanalyze everything and are always on coaches, and his parents just, hey, we go out, we have fun, we enjoy the time, you know, from what JT was telling us after the game. What a refreshing set of parents, as opposed to so many athletes' parents that are so tightly wound or living their lives through their kids.
Hyper-analytical of every pitch,
exactly.
Charting them, worried about the velocity and this and that. This guy's just like, I'm here to see my kid pitch. I hope he does well, and I'm going to live and die on every pitch, and I might even have a beer. Holy heck.
Yeah, I don't suggest the slap, but everything else that I saw from his family – that's someone I wanted to sit next to at a game.
Is there? I always ask myself this question as I'm watching these games too this year, Jeff. You know, is this player, is this guy, Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, Kevin Newman, Mitch Keller, JT Brubaker in this case, is this guy going to be a part of the next contending or competitive Pirates team? And I still don't know what to think in totality of JT Brubaker, but a start like last night's, again, it's a short one, it's early in the season, he did walk four, but it made me pause for just a second and wonder, could this guy be a part of the fold the next time the team is good?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, I'm sure I wasn't the only one, but it wrote in the website, like, here are some guys that you could look at and say, are they going to be part of this core? Because there's a lot of question marks with the guys on this team, except for Ke'Bryan Hayes and maybe Brian Reynolds. I mean, there are guys that have an opportunity to win spots. Anthony Alford and Dustin Fowler, both who have been disappointing through the first four games, have a chance to win that center field job. Because if Swaggerty makes it to the majors, he's still a few years away. I mean, there are opportunities here for guys to seize, and that can always be fun as the year goes out. The one thing, and it's overarching, and I don't want to destroy the guy because you guys know, too, he's a good dude. But, man, Polanco is not a major league player.
We'll get to that. That's on the docket for today's show. That's for sure. He's just not. He's a shell of himself. He's not what he once was, and it's almost painful to watch at this point because he's grossly overmatched. Jeff Hathorn joining us here. You can text us, Edgar Snyder, an Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Jeff, shifting gears to the Steelers. Is it interesting to you? Is it intriguing? Is it surprising? You give me your thoughts on the fact, because you cover all the teams in town, that Villanueva and Connor still are unsigned.
Well, Connor's the one that really surprises me. I thought somebody would have taken a run on Connor because, I mean, he had some bright moments here. He was a Pro Bowler for a year. And this guy still has some gas in the tank. And I'm sure if you're his agent, you could argue that, hey, it wasn't the greatest offensive line my client was running behind. And it also was a team that was not even thinking about running the football for most of last season. The fact that he hasn't gotten a sniff either, the asking price from Connor is way too high, or the surprisingly that there isn't some team willing to take a flyer on him. That surprises me. Villanueva does not. He's an older left tackle that has problems run blocking. So I'm not shocked that he's still out there. I'm still kind of shocked that there are potential for him to come back because I just don't see the fit here.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up, Jeff. Is there a world where the Steelers don't get one of those top three running backs and they find themselves looking around at what they have in Snell, McFarland, Samuels, Ballage, and say, all right, well, maybe James Conner comes back for one more year as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Yeah, you mentioned the new guy, and I think he's that sealed to me that I don't know why you would put another face in that backfield, because it would seem like obviously you're going to get a running back at some point in the draft, whether you wait for a Trey Sermon later in the draft or you go right at the top of the draft with Najee Harris or Travis Etienne. I mean, it seems inevitable that they're going to pick a running back, and, you know, Ballage signing just seemed like there was no chance for Connor. But hey, I was surprised that Juju came back, so you never know.
We did a segment yesterday. Jeff will be perfect for this, Chris, and you can probably remember the percentages. I forget them, but I have them ballpark, but you'll probably remember them dead on. Jeff, do you know what the most successful mock drafters hit on? Do you know what their percentage is on getting it right? We go through a whole silly season of mock drafts. It's a cottage industry. People have whole magazines devoted to this and websites devoted to it. Do you know what the best mock drafters, how much they get right?
30%.
Chris?
Yeah, that's just about it. Mm-hmm. The best mock draft ever, Dr. Z from Sports Illustrated in the year 2000, had 11 direct hits in a 31-pick first round.
Best ever.
Yeah. And routinely, Todd McShay gets applauded by the mock draft industry for getting like 5 direct hits in a first round.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised because there's so many factors that go in, and a change at number 5 can trickle down to affect the entire board. The other thing is, you know, this time of year, we all listen to these draft experts. And when I hear a draft expert explain college athletes and their abilities and watching film, I buy into that stuff. But the guys that project where people are going to go, it is a complete guess. And here's the other thing that people have to consider. Teams and players' agents are throwing out all kinds of misinformation because they want their client to jump. And so they make up fabrications. Oh, this team is really into them, or they say this and that to try to create some type of competition for their client. And teams want to throw everybody off from what they're really thinking. So they might drop to some insider that, you know, we're interested in a linebacker when really they want a quarterback, or we're interested in a corner when really we want a running back. I mean, to try to decipher and figure out what is truth and what are trial balloons is very tough. So a lot of this inside stuff you see this time of year, you got to take it with a grain of salt because guys are throwing out misinformation everywhere.
Then you end up drafting Tony Hills because his agent said he was good.
Right. No, please, no. Jeff, real quick on the Penguins, and we're going to get into it in about 15 minutes or so. Does the week-to-week status of Tanev now reinforce Hextall and Burke's desires to find essentially a carbon copy of Tanev, a bottom six guy who can occasionally bump up in the lineup if you've got injuries mounting and provide that spark, provide that physical play, that response to the Marchands and Wilsons of the world?
Yeah, that's a real bummer with Tanev because he is the head of the bottom six. He is the guy in the bottom six. So, but I still think they want some size, and I think that's as much as anything. For as hard as Tanev plays, he's not a guy that can move someone out from in front of the net or punish somebody for taking liberties with your stars. I think that's still what they want, and that's probably independent of Tanev. But the fact that now, with the playoffs just over a month away and Tanev being week to week, and his availability for said playoffs could be in doubt, I think that maybe that ramps it or heightens it or makes you a little bit more willing to take a risk you wouldn't have taken just a couple of days ago.
Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons. Jeff, enjoy the rest of your day. It's a beautiful day. Get out and walk. Get out and do. Ron Cook walks every day. You should be out walking every day, Jeff.
I will try my best.
All right.
I follow most of what Ron does.
Well, certainly. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, yes. All right. Thank you much. We'll talk again soon, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, guys.
The best. Thanks, Jeff. I like the way that he put that, that Tanev is the head of that bottom six, and he's right. He's that one. He's the leader of that bunch that you can always count on.
He sets the tone for that bottom six, right? Like, he's the one screaming at people from the bench. He's the one ensuring. And I understand what Jeff is saying about size and about clearing people out from in front of the net, but ultimately that falls on your blue liners. That falls on your defensemen to keep people from taking runs at your goaltender, and that's going to be up to nobody new is getting added to the mix on defense that we haven't already seen at some point this year. So it's going to be up to those guys to handle that task once the playoffs come. I understand wanting size and a little more grit, a little more grime in the bottom six, but I would think that desire is probably doubled down now by Hextall and Burke with Tanev's absence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.